Blog Talk Radio.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother. Brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Oh, there have been times that I thought I could last for long. But I know a change gon' come. Oh, yes it will.
That's wonderful. Sam Cooke. And you're listening to 200 Cosmic Philosopher. Another edition of the show. And what I see of the situation of humanity in our time, is the civilized knowledge that is in the world is a textbook. Tells us about origin, tells us about civilization. And when we put all of these together, and we find clarity for who we are as living creatures on the earth and why it is now a dominant consciousness about people becoming safe. You need Jesus. For sure, once we come into a consciousness with a society, a world society around us, who have been affected by a new world order of thought about life, and that it is a group of Caucasoid people who did this evangelization and spread heresy all over the world about civilization. We, at this time, we are not in good shape. Just not in good shape. Just not in good shape. I'm telling you, my friend, I feel very, very badly about this. Because once our brain has been turned around, you know, to the wrong perception, you know, it's just like you lose orientation. You forget. You can't tell where east or west is, north or south, because you lose orientation. And we have lost greatly our knowledge of indigenous orientation with the churches around. It's not likely that many people are going to recover from the delusion that has swept the world. You're talking about a culture of beings that decide that they're going to change the world, and what they do, we have seen the things that they do. Thing is that they have developed a clever to spin impressions that African people will not understand exactly who they are. And that is what is happening right now, where people don't really, black people, and even Chinese, because all the civilized ethnicity, ethnic people, I don't see any one of these ethnicities completely. I mean, there may be some people, you know, among us who think, but yeah, commonly, we are in bad shape. We have lost people to sodomite way of thinking. But because they come in with this Bible, you know. So that's what I want to talk about. I want to talk about the fact that only prehistory tells how white men use sodomy, Jesus, convert Africans. Use Jesus to convert Africans. But if we read prehistory, we will find out we are scammed. Our brain is bugged and reconstruct with nonsense. Reconstruct with Christianity about Christ, which Christ is not a character, a real character at all. How can the story about Jesus start off with black people and end up with a white man dying on the cross, whereas there is no history of black man came and on the throne, like the prophecy said in the Bible? The fact that the Bible is saying something that don't fulfill, and the white people are insisting that the Bible, the prophecies are fulfilled. If the prophecies fulfill, it would be saying what the prophet said in the New Testament. It would be fulfilling what the prophet said. We don't see nowhere in the New Testament to fulfill what the prophecies say about a Messiah, a man come to sit on a throne. That's different from a man being hung on a cross. Is that right? When the prophecy says, and the specific prophecy is Isaiah, I don't see another prophecy yet in the Bible that tells the prescription that Isaiah 9, 6, and 7 gives right? Isaiah 9, 6 and 7 verses tells us exactly what the man would do according to prophecy. Whether this prophecy is true or not, if you believe it, you have an interest whether it is true. And what I see of it is the man who they say would come is a black man that they say born in much from the 6th to the 4th century. No, not century. From the 6th to the 4th year BC. That was at the end of the end of the millennia. You see? And see here. Yes, it says here the century, yes, the last century. The last century of the BC era, Jesus was born the 6th to the 4th century BC. Now, how do they say that when they are making a calendar and the date of Jesus' birth? And that is the 1st of AD, Anno Domini. Jesus was born. And they celebrate the Jesus' birth on the 25th of December. Many people are disputing since the Bible doesn't tell you the date. The Bible doesn't tell you the date when Jesus was born, right? And it doesn't tell you the date when he was crucified either. You know? It doesn't, give you accurate date so that, you know, you can tell that it's a record. None of these things are validated by any date in the Bible. And worst off, there is no academic historian that authenticates or certifies that those Jesus and the birth of Jesus is true. Doesn't make any sense. But you see, these white people begin to kill black people to accept it. They make laws. It's in history that they make phony laws to compel people to accept Jesus Christ and come into the church. They actually make legislation with penalty of death if black people don't come into the church. And they're gonna and the legislation give them the right. A terrorist group called the Inquisition. These same people right here that said they're ruling us. Have a constitution ruling us. No, don't go like this. And black people just suck it out and fall underneath these people, fraudulent mockery power, mocking the black people. These white people are after the black civilization to knock it out and take control and make everybody sodomite, right? So you're not gonna find out about the truth unless you read the history that tells you far beyond me. But listen, I'm saying to you, once you read, let's say, I'm going to read a portion of the scripture here to you, and I don't know how much I can read today, but I'm going to try and read you some things. Today, we are under the delusion, the deception about the name Romans and how the Romans invaded Israel and eventually the ones who invaded are the ones who come up now and write the Bible, right? And if you don't read, you won't understand that when they went on the invasion of Palestine, they call it Israel since 1948, these white people, Indo-European doing it. But where did they start? They invaded Palestine 63 BC, right? So that 63 years before the century of the last century of BC ended. Where are they coming from? Where did they started their mission? It's 509 BC, right? And then when they overthrow the king in Italy, right where you see the priest is today, the Pope is today in St. Peter's Basilica, that is the king's residence that they have stolen. Right? So what I'm trying to say to you now, where we are today as church people, we don't understand the characters in the Bible or on dates that is relevant to Jesus that we are taught about. We are believing in the church and say we are converted and give our heart to the Lord and we have faith in Spirit, God, and stuff like that. But we really don't know fact by reading fact about what they say about salvation and Adam and Eve in a garden. We don't have any historic fact about Adam and Eve in a garden. We do not. But yet still we are in the church and say we have belief in a spirit God. But we don't have anything that assures that these things are things that happen somewhere in the world. We do not. So I want to show you the Indo-European people, these white people that we have here, like Billy Graham and stuff like that, and persuade you to accept Jesus. If we understand the World History textbook, it doesn't show us that the white people have coexisted with the African ethnicity of black people. It doesn't show us that. Because they had a separate life living in Europe. Black people live, that's where white people were the first to leave Africa, according to the World History textbook. And their ancestors ancestors are Homo erectus, right? They are Homo erectus, and they go into Africa and they stay there. And the only time they left can hybrid people over there, right? In Asia. And miscegenation with them. All right?
It is through that medium that the white people, they come to be as civilized as you see they are here today. Over a million years, they up there, and they never established any civilized institution, concept, or speak a language. They did not until they met the black people. So today, if you see what they're writing and talk about, you know, where they get language from and all that, they want to be everything that science of today proves to be wrong. You know, something they may get away with, but when it comes to primary fact, they can't get away from the truth that they were never civilized people at all. They still are not. They are criminals. They are killers. You see, because now they have a career right now of theft from the black people. Everything they have, everything they know, they get it from black people. They invent a lot of things that are false about the black people, but they live off it anyway. Right? So, I want to, like, show you something that a lot of us black people don't know. I never know. For the first half a century of my life, I didn't know. Right? So I want to tell you that what we have in the World Issue Textbook is these white people are hiding behind story that they write. So whereas we see white people are ruling, taking over black people territory with what they call change of the calendar, the God's calendar. They create AD Anno Domini. But before they do all these things, to read about them in the World History textbook where they call themselves Romans. They're calling themselves Romans since 509 BC. The Pope wasn't there all along. There were no Pope until they get some, like in the past 12,000 years. They've been fooling around with the black people, right? And get to a point where they develop now so that they can, where we go in the second migration of people out of Africa. Remember, those white people first migrate out of Africa and go into Eurasia, into Europe, right? And it is when they mingle with the black people, they become what they are today, right? And they work their way into education for them to get where they are. They feign, you know, feign, F-E-I-G-N, they feigned to be polytheistic people just like black people, right? They do a lot of camouflaging of themselves. However, I would imagine that they were still known, if you see them, as white people. But they begin to work a lot of tricks. And what they found out they needed was to be more civilized or have knowledge. You know, because they add a little civility because they come from interbreed with the Neanderthals that really give them a big jump from where they were being uncivilized. Now, when they met African hybrid people, they had a lot of nice, good look like and look like they are civilized humans. You see what I mean? Like you see today. But the skin of white people that make you think they are different, but they are more different than we know. Black people, even Chinese and white people are different in blood. And the civilized way of life that we live, Chinese and all the ethnicities, black ethnicities, are different in endocrine, glands. We and the white people don't share same endocrine glands. And it is the glands that secrete hormones that make us have our disposition and the way, you know, our tendencies and all that, emotional and spiritual. It's our endocrine that secrete those energy that make us who we are. And they don't have what we have. So now you find out that we never go out and try to kill these people when we started to branch out of Africa. Black people don't try to kill them. But they sooner or later, them start trying to kill her clearly. We now don't realize that when we read the world history textbook, who we are reading about is the same people who miscegenation with us and call themselves by a different name. When they overthrew the king in Italy, from that day, they began to call themselves Romans. And they are who go into Israel and kill off the hybrid people them in Israel and make this Jesus story. We don't know that. So when we are reading about Pilate and stuff like that, they arrested Jesus and take him to Pilate, and this big drama that they write in the Bible, we don't understand it. Because we don't know the history of what they have done. Doing things like, for example, in the World History textbook, this is what they say. When you talk about development of Christianity, think about under the development of Christianity. These people are such an idiot, you see, that they don't see technical things that they should hide certain things. Because here they are talking about background, Roman religion. Religion is not church. And you will see at the time when they're talking about the development of Christianity, it was not time yet. It was not time yet. They say this period started in 75 BC, right? Because remember, this is coming from 75, that's 75 years BC. So that means, they started their antics in 500 BC, and they did not go into Palestine until 63 BC. So you are 75, you know, and it's just like about maybe like 13 years or something like that from where this period where I'm talking about the development of Christianity, and he's going to talk about the voice of the past. All right, I'm going to kind of read it to you so you understand where these white people are coming from, and they start to call themselves Romans from 509 BC, and they're calling themselves white Romans, Roman Republic. Okay, so it's like you lose sight of these white people and Christianity. You don't think that there is a writing that shows that they are the ones that invented Christianity. But before they invented Christianity, they were a part of polytheism. They go to the schools. They go to the school where the gods taught civilized people the way of the civilization way of life in the pantheon, today they even have access to these things. Iraq and all these places, but they seal and Syria and all these places they're taking over and stuff like that. Afghanistan. These white people take over these places and say it's theirs. So we don't understand. It is these white Indo-European that do all these crimes all over the world. We don't understand because they have used so many trickery, and you have got to come to those. So this is what they say here. It is them right here identifying themselves as Roman, and they join the religion that is polytheism. Church is not polytheism. Church is monotheism. So you have to go, they're going to work their way since 509 BC, since they took away the military and the compound of the king. And nobody bothered them. This is the thing about it. Nobody bothered them when they did it, right? So they're using their crafty, and they're calling themselves Romans from 500 BC. So we come down now to 75 BC, and this period go from 75 BC to church was not established until 325 AD. And this period here is from 75 BC to 300 BC. So that means when they're talking about religion, this was when these white people pretending that they are a part of polytheism. You see what I mean? And they're going to carry on and do ceremony to the gods and everything like that and praise the gods. And I'm going to read you, they were behaving back in this period of time. All right? And they are editing this now. Section 4 of chapter 5 in this world history textbook. And they are telling you, talking already about Christianity. Why do they start talking about Christianity here? Because today they are ruling the world with the bogus, fraudulent AD Anadamani. They do whatever they want into this book, into this world history textbook, as much as they want. So even when you're reading this world history textbook, you've got to have your head. You won't know that these sodomite black people killers, you won't recognize them because they camouflage themselves and mask themselves and brand themselves under different names. All right? So that's their trickery. They are showing, you know, Roman religion. And then when you get a Roman religion, go into Israel and destroy Israel and, you know, bomb up the place in Jerusalem between 66 and 70 AD. You don't put nothing together because you don't remember, or you probably don't read, that it is 509 that they overthrow the king in Italy. Roman Republic. So here they are in the World History textbook talking about the development of Christianity. Christianity is not established until 325 AD. And we're way up here, so in 75 BC. All right? So watch how they're going to see where they are now. They are right now, they are under the political military campaign and overthrowing the black people communities, right? Because they started 509 BC. It's our military and dress code they are using. So now they call themselves Romans from then on. So it's like they take on the name of the king, and having the king military, black people think that they are really the Romans of Rome. You see, because they are under camouflage. So they're going to do that for like about 500 years before they actually launched Christianity. But see now, talking about the bite of the past, section 4 is saying development of Christianity. And watch this. The voices of the past. Listen to where how they go and speak into this book. Now, Christian views on God, human beings, and the world were quite different from those of the Greeks and Romans. So when they talk about Greeks and Romans, are white people they talk about, and they were never no Romans or no Greek before they met the black people in Europe. They were not. You search the history and see if you find them doing anything prior to 509 BC. No, they were learning. They were going to school. And that's what they were doing right now, at this period right now. Okay? Because you have to finish the BC era first before you get into AD 1, right? And see, right here, they're showing you in this book. So now they are telling you that Christian views of God, human beings, and the world were quite different from those of the Greeks and Romans. What that means? Christian views? Who were Christian back in AD 75? There were no Christian then. Christian begins with AD 25 as a brand of as an institution, right? So it says, as is shown in the Gospel of Matthew. See, they can't wait to start preaching when no Matthew or no nothing was not known at this time when they are saying AD 313. Because they launched officially 325 AD from the Nicene Council. So it goes to show you how much you have to read. He's talking about Matthew, New Testament, when that never exists. But see, this is the way we are messed up when we don't know. All right, it goes on to say, therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more important than food, and the body more important than clothes? You can't tell white people that, because that's all they are into. But you see, they're coming on with doctrine, though. You see what I mean? Like they are for real. So do not worry, saying, what shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or what shall we wear? For the pagans run after all these things. Who are pagans? Polytheism. So you see, under the quiet, they building concept that is twisted, and black people don't even know it. You see? Because pagan is not a bad name, but they give pagan a bad name, which doesn't hurt bad people, but for the campaigning that they are doing, they're going to affect a lot of people's life doing this kind of stuff. But people who don't know, it's going to really carry them down into the precipice. So they say now, pagans run after these things. So they say they're painting a bad picture for black people already. And your heavenly Father, which they're not about, these sodomites. You know what? Who sodomites are? Adam, I write this. and their aim is at the black people who have been a help to them. And what did God give to black people? A hit. They are after. So they go on to say, and you and your heavenly Father knows what you need. You need of that. You need of those things. But seek first the kingdom and His righteousness. You see, Jesus they're bringing in here now, you know, and Jesus don't exist. You're gonna see that the prophecy that they write in the Bible don't say nothing about no man arrested, nothing about a man crucified. It don't say nothing about that. It says a man will come and sit upon the throne of David. He would be Prince of Peace, and he would rule forever. That's what it says. You don't see nothing in the New Testament that fulfilled that. None at all. But yet still, Christians are saying, the people who say they are Christian, which means white and black people, they said the scripture fulfilled. So your mind has to really be unnatural for you to be saying something like that, because you don't see the Bible is lying when your head is unnatural. And that's what Christian mind is. Your mind is unnatural. 1 Corinthians 2, 13 and 14. Right? So that's the problem that is in the world that is affecting the black people today. Today. Now, so the aim of preaching, you know what Jesus said? Seek ye first the kingdom of heaven and all these things will be added unto you. Right? All these things will be given as well. All right. This quote comes from New International Version Bible, Matthew 6, 25 to 34. Now, they come now and talk about Greek and Romans world. These are the criminals, the sodomites, the warmongers all over the world. They are the ones calling themselves Greek and Romans. They might not know Greek. I'm not a Roman. You see? Background. The Romans. So, you see, they use the black people's title, name, for themselves and dodge and hide and do all of the atrocities to black people. And you don't know that they are the Indo-European, I call themselves Romans. All right. Listen to this. To show you they were involved with the black people institution. Traditional festivals and ceremonies to revive the Roman state religion, which had declined during the turmoil of the late Roman Republic. The official state religion focused on the worship of a number of gods and goddesses. You hear that? That are the Indo-Europeans. You won't know them when they are calling themselves Greek and Romans, but at them same one, the gods and the goddesses. The Roman, he says, the official state religion of the Romans focus on the worship. That means these white people were worshiping the gods of the black people. You don't know these white people. You don't know them until you read the truth about them. And you think that them don't have no history where you know about? Because them hide under Greek and Romans. That they are uncivilized. A set of folks, and they are getting education from the God's institution, the Elohim institution, the black people. That's where they're getting it, all right? And watch how they are ducking and using both the military and the black people way of life. They're using it against black people, and we don't even know it. The gods that they worship are Jupiter, Minerva, Mars. That's just some of them. That's just some of them. Show you how tricky and cunning these white people are. Now, so he goes on. In addition, beginning with Augustus, emperors, these are makeshift. False, bogus emperors, because they are not dealing kingship of the Elohim government. They not deal with it. So if you notice, you see the way they are behaving. They are going on with rituals and behaving like the polytheistic. And then they are making up on the side their own emperor using their own bogus makeup notions, right, and concepts, you see. And I read it in Egyptian history, in Egyptian writing, that these were the people who were trying to change the world. And at that time, that was strange to me, but I can't forget reading it, that they are promulgating their own concept of life, because they're sodomites. But when I was reading that, I couldn't tell back in those days, you know, which is about some 15, 16 years ago. So it is showing you that without the black people, they could not be where they are today. All right? And I'm telling you, my friends, this is something for us to know. So they are behaving like an official among themselves in official capacity. And see what they're saying here now? They said, beginning with Augustus, emperors were often officially made gods. Imagine that. Look where they're coming from, calling themselves gods. Now they make a bogus emperor and begin to call them gods. You imagine, these people are sodomites. A drag out the gods out a lot of a sudden right now the Bible. Kid these people are. Because that's not a real story. But they publish themselves and make themselves somebody. Right? In a Bible that they put together. All right. So it goes on to say, they call themselves gods. You know, them call the emperor gods. And the Roman Senate. You hear that? They even have them Senate. And the picture is into this world history textbook where it shows have their Senate. They used to hold their own, you know, their own, like they were in training for the day when they would carry out the coup. You see, but they have there's a picture in here that tells you about Cicero, the Roman state, the Romans had been ruled by kings under the Etruscans. You hear this? When they must say Romans, are the white people, they must call themselves Romans and say they were ruled by the king, the Etruscan. But it is the Roman Etruscan king, they should say. But they're calling themselves Romans. They're taking out the Roman name because later on they're going to call themselves Roman Republic. That's their work. You see? And then it says, as a result, they distrust kingship and devised a very different system of government. Now, and they would like to tell you, say, and them overthrow the king. You see what I mean? But the story is tell here. That is them, the Roman Republic, when they overthrow the king. All right. So come back now, and I tell you about what them call themselves now. Them not going like them are white people and have their own civilized thing going. They are taking this enlightenment from the black people, and this is what they're doing with it. All right, so it goes on. So them make up a senate and have emperor, right? And they call them gods, thus blustering support for the emperor. You understand that? So these sodomites, you must get to know who they are when they make Abraham to meet God in the sky and talk. Pick up all sorts of things about Abraham, right? And that's what that God that they said Abraham meet in the skies, and God gave him covenant and his children, what God would do for his children, and said that God become a monotheism God. Is the only God for people to worship. Now, why white people is telling black people that they are to worship a God that they create? Because of them, I make Abraham to be a founder of a God, and Abraham is a polytheistic person. The same polytheism that they call themselves to be worshiping the God who create Abraham lineage. They come now and talk about Abraham, find a God in the sky, my friends. And about, you know, stuff them that we are believing and suffering from. We're suffering from our disobedience. That's how we go hook up with them. You see? And now they come in and become exposed to our knowledge. And now them are turning like them have the civilized knowledge on our way. You see? All right. So come on now. Let's hear some of this. So them worship all of these gods. Those will be tell you about how I do that. Four of them. It's much more than that. Right? But those are just they just gave four of them in that space there. Now, listen to this. The Romans believed that the observation of proper rituals by the right relationship with the gods. This guarantees peace and prosperity. Indeed, the Romans believed that their success in creating an empire meant that they had earned the favor of the gods. And the politician Cicero claimed in the first century BC, we have overcome all the nations of the world. I say black people, nobody else. Because we have realized that the world is directed and governed by the gods. At the same time, the Romans were tolerant. The touchy part of this now, because they're going to go into, from the Romans religion and the gods to something else, if you pay attention, right? It says they the Romans and Greek, they call themselves, were tolerant of the other religions, mean the other people who were carrying on ceremonies in their jurisdiction. They were tolerant of them. They didn't want to, but at that time, they have to put up with it because they didn't have anything else. And they are nursing their Christian baby at the same time, you see. So they said, they allowed the worship of native gods and goddesses, you see. So they didn't mean what they were doing. They were just hypocrites throughout their provinces. They even adopted some of the local gods. You hear that? All right. After the Romans conquered the state of the Hellenist Coptic Hellenistic East. Religions from those regions, flooded the Western Roman world. The desire for a more emotional, spiritual experience drew many people to these religions. They promised their followers an entry into a higher world of reality and the promise of a future life superior to the present one. It was believed that by practicing in these ceremonies, a person could communicate with spiritual beings and open the door to life after death. Now, do you see the association or the connection that these Sodomite people created with the black people? Can you see it? Right? And it shows that the indication in what I read shows that they were not genuine. They were practicing and getting acquainted with how civilized transaction work. That's what they were doing. You see that? Mm-hmm. So when they came out, they're telling you that they, in the background, they're telling you that about the background of these of the Romans and how they worship the gods and the goddesses, right? Okay, and how they feel like they were benefited by the gods. And it says Augustus brought back the traditional festival. See? Why? He said they had a breakdown. Yes. And right on or about the time where they lost battle, they were defeated by an African army. They were defeated, but they were not overthrown. You see? So, I'll tell you. So, they are telling you that the Romans believed that the observation of proper rituals and all this kind of all policies and stuff, you know, and they come and behave like they want to learn. Go back and read how much civilization they had in Europe before they met the black people. Go read it. Yes. If you're going to church, and when I tell you a dem farm Christianity, and where we're reading here, Christianity never farm yet. They talk about religion because that word church never enter, maybe enter their mind yet. Okay? So they come down to the point where they're going to make church now. You know, that and you see they tell you that they didn't want to call themselves kingship. They didn't want to go into kingship. Right? So they overthrow the king and come in with something different. That is palace. That is democracy. That's why you hear people talk about democracy today. Understand that? So now, listen. They are going to write the next episode that is called Jewish Background. They're making up all this stuff about Jew. They're calling black people Jew right now in the next segment that I would like to read. I don't think I have. Talking about Jew. They are making it up about black people. All right. Let's get some of it. Because it's not a very long paragraph. Listen. On the Jewish background. In Hellenistic times, Jewish people, meaning the black people, had been given considerable independence. Why? Who Jewish Abraham children need to give them independence? Are the thief them attack, you know? At this side of my talking, you know. I walk. And at them them in bed, the so-called black Jews, them. 63 BC. So when them attack, right, all of this now, they already invaded, right? And you see them write this thing now and write and fix it the way them want to make it think, say, you know, it was way back then, in that time, these things were known. No, but they're writing these things a long time after, you know, those dates were passed, and they are making up a history to fit them what they want the world to think today. So it goes on. By AD 6, however, Judea embraced the land of the old kingdom, of the old Jewish kingdom of Judah, had been made a Roman province. You see? So Romans, not Jews, right? At that time. and Greek, not Jews, right? Mm-hmm. So he goes on to say, he says, and been made Roman province and been placed under the direction of a Roman official called Procurator. Procurator. That is the official. So, see, like I tell you, it's the Romans that overthrew the king of Italy and called themselves Roman Republic. What I mean is the white people, Indo-European, overthrew the king of Italy and called themselves Roman Republic. So they backdate themselves and call them Romans like they were Romans before the time of the overthrow. You see? Because, see, they tell you something about... they tell you something about why they don't bother with talking about this where's this place where I was
where's the place where the place where they have the sessions. Oh, where they have the session, where they call the background. I was reading the background, the Roman background. All right. So, okay. All right. Yes. So, like I said to you, page 152. All right. Back here, it says the Romans had been ruled by kings under the Etruscans. As a result, they distrusted kingship and devised a very different system of government. See? So, how did the Romans, who are the Romans? It's the white people they're calling Romans now. But before they overthrew the king, there were no Romans. But now, in hindsight, they are calling themselves Romans. And this is what messed up the world, where people think that these Indo-European people are Romans for real. And you listen to documentary talking about Romans, and they will not touch what happened here, like it is into the world is the textbook. That's what they are getting away from, with more than murder these days, man, with all of these things that are hidden
nobody is confronting them with it. Unrest was widespread in Judea, but Jews, and remember, Jews were black people then, you know, and Semitic people, but not anymore because these Sodomites take it over now and call themselves Romans. You see, I mean, let's call themselves Romans, and nobody can tell now how they become Romans. You see, and the history book is showing that they camouflage themselves and call themselves Romans. For, you know, I mean, way back there in time, they over the, before they go into Palestine, you know, like some 400 years, they have the army out there running to camouflage, I mean, conquesting all the African territory. That's what they've been doing. And Africa don't do anything to what they do. Africa don't come in there and say, no, you can't do it. You tell me why. No. So it goes on to say that unrest was widespread. In Judea, but the Jews differed among themselves about Roman rule. You hear that? Roman rule. Romans were black people. Romans would not be invading anybody's territory at all. But these Sodomites come in and call themselves Roman, and that's what they're doing. Kill the black people and take everything where they have. See? The priestly Sadducees favored cooperation with Rome. Scholarly Pharisees had not held that close observation of the religious law would protect Jewish identity from Roman influence. The Essenes lived apart from society, sharing goods in common. Like many other Jews, they waited for God to save Israel from oppression. See? The oppression that they were under, the Essenes were likewise Jews who live, you know, share their goods in common with others and were waiting for God to save Israel from oppression, such as what the Romans represented, right? Roman rule. It says, the zealots, however, called for the violent overthrow of Roman rule. In fact, the Jewish revolt began in AD 66, only to be crushed by the Romans 4 years later. See, nobody come to their help. The Jewish temple in Jerusalem was destroyed. Who destroyed? The Romans. Who? The Indo-Europeans. Now, do you understand why people have so much money today? They didn't have any more money. They didn't have no money before 509 BC. They didn't have nothing. Remember, they come in like 12,000 years dealing with the black people and developing themselves to bring themselves to the 509 BC when they overthrow the king. And they start right away behaving like they are the one to rule the world. All right. So it goes on. They go from the Jewish background to the rise of Christianity. And remember, they started to talk about Christianity from the page before, right? So listen now, telling you nonsense about Christianity and like Christianity come from Ethiopia, nothing don't go like that. You have to come into the East to find out. See, because these people, they do lie a lot But there are certain things they can't lie about because they still need a foundation to build on. So they can't mash up all of the foundation that they put down. So if they put on a foundation here, they have to be careful about what kind of lie they tell that, you know, could break up the foundation. So they are losing their credibility as you go along. But certain lie they don't tell because this is apparent to them. They're not supposed to say it. They can't say that, right? So it goes on now to the Christian part. And listen to this. The rise of Christianity. Who's on this? Who's sucking this? Romans. I write this. So he says, the rise of Christianity. That means Christianity didn't come from nowhere. A few decades before the revolt. And remember, when did the so-called Romans revolted in 66 BC? They are saying few decades before the revolt, a Jewish prophet that is supposed to be Jesus. So when they say a few decades and the revolt started in 66 AD, figure that out. Few decades is like, you know, 10 years, or 20 years ago. So if you take out, say, telling the truth about time, which I don't have any reason to believe them, but let's say give them 20 years for the benefit of the point that I'm trying to make. They said, they hold, not in this book here, but in other accounts, they say that Jesus came out and start preaching just a little before preach for 3.5 years, about 3.5 years, right? Jesus preached for about 3.5 years. So if you talk about now AD first when he was born, he's going to be crucified like when he was about 34 years old, right? So if Jesus is crucified by AD 30, when they are talking in a historic context that a few decades before the revolt, before 66. If you take out 34 years out of 66, you would be leaving, you talk about 66 and take out like 34. All right, that's two. All right, like about 32 years. So when Jesus should have been crucified by he was 34 years of age, they are telling you, it's like few decades over this. Like, I mean, 20, like about 15 years. You know, like another 15 or 16 years, somewhere there. When they are saying Jesus was coming out and preaching. Jesus was born AD first. Jesus couldn't born AD first and was crucified by age 34. No. So you see, what the history, if anything is accurate, it has to be the history, right? And they're telling us that this prophet came out named Jesus. You know what I mean? So, how could he be coming out in the time of the revolt. I'm supposed to dead long time. Be crucified long time. But it shows that when AD first, or even the 4th of BC, make it worse. Like 6 or 4 years before they said Jesus born. 6 or 4 years, Jesus was born between that time. Either 6 years or 4 years before AD first. So that even make it a little worse that Jesus is older than what they are saying. That make it less likely they're telling the truth about anybody at all, even the very black man that they're talking about. Oh, wait. Okay. But the entire Bible revolves around the story that they're saying about this Jesus that come to die for man's sin. And this is saying here that it's a lie. It is a lie. Like all the other things that show that they're lying about this Jesus. But look how many church, look how many people believe it. All right. Now, let's watch this. This is the Christianity that billions of people in the world, I think, right, are a whole bunch of millions of people believe in Jesus Christ. Now, you don't believe sodomites, who are the precedented thief and sodomites on the in the land, on earth. Why do people have reason to believe that? I follow my parents and accepted the church when I am age 7. I mean, I have no sense to know what I'm doing. But follow me until I'm over 50. And when my brain begins to get mature and, you know, the great voices of the great gods are into your blood, you start to think. And that's when I begin to find a way to read, to understand things and follow what I'm reading. These sodomite people are dressed up and are going with all kind of comic stuff and are fool black people. So they're saying a prophet a few decades before the revolt, a Jewish prophet named Jesus traveled, preached throughout Judea, neighboring Galilee. The message of Jesus. Now is here when you're going to hear a whole bunch of things that is just, you know, filthy, filthy, filthy stuff these white people are writing. You see what I mean? Indo-European, I call themselves Romans. And it assures you that Romans are not good people because they capture the people's land and kill them out. No, at them same one did praise the gods and everything like that, right? But see where them are doing that now? Mm-hmm. The message of Jesus. Jesus believed. You hear this? Jesus believed that his mission, they're not saying that Jesus said, they're saying Jesus believed. Now, who are they to write what Jesus believed and don't say he said it? Jesus believed that his mission was to complete the salvation of God. The salvation that God had promised to Israel throughout its ministry. He stated, "Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have not come to abolish them, but to fulfill them." You hear all these whole bunch of sodomite lies? Just check Isaiah 9:6-7. and no salvation is fulfilled, where Isaiah said, unto us a child is born, a son is given, his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace. After rule and government, there shall be no end upon the throne of David to rule, right? Forever. The zeal of the Lord will perform this. None of that is written in the New Testament. Nobody sit as king and drive out the adversaries of the Jewish people. None of it no happen. So, my friends, think about what Christians believe today. There is not a dust of it that has reality in it. And people are being killed. And these sodomites are honing all of the wealth outside of Europe. Yes, from the black people. Think of what imperial colonialism is. Think of it. That these guys take everywhere because of their AD and Adamani, fraudulent contrivance. Them use that and share up the world between sodomite people. Imagine that. And it's like they're so awesome and terrific that they kill, look how many people they kill in the world. Look how many people they kill. And make it like it's a normal thing for them to kill you. No, I mean, this is a bad thing. It must be that the gods look down on us and see that, well, we don't value nothing. They could have made everybody die in the flood, but they decide to save some of us. And we repopulate. They help us repopulate the earth. And here we are today, right? Nobody remembers the gods who create these things for us to enjoy. No. And I read it all the time. They came to earth thousands of years ago, ushered in mankind's first new age of scientific growth and spiritual enlightenment under the guidance of these ancient visitors from the heavens. Human civilization flourished. You hear this? Do you see that the white people call themselves Romans? You see that they were flourishing before they met the African people and met all the things that the gods done to establish civilization? Were they flourishing in anything? Not one dust. As revolutionary advances in heart, science, and thought. Did they have thought? Did they have science? As science and thought swept through the inhabited world, why these same guys begin to destroy everything civilized. And they left behind magnificent monuments, baffling monoliths, and awesome towering structures that stand to this day as testaments to their greatness. I'm going to run short of knowing those things are true, right? So what's happening? Why are we in this situation here? I mean, with all of these sodomites, doing all these kind of destroying people and the wealth of the world. Why? I'm telling you, this is the basis of the iniquity that we are dealing with. And you're reading all these old bunch of nonsense that they are writing in the world history textbook. All right. So they're saying, according to Jesus, what was improper was not strict adherence to the letter of the law, but the transformation of the inner person. So in everything, do to others what you would have them do to you. They don't do it. It's sum up the law and the prophets. A pure lie, them tell. Don't you know why them say no, God? God God's command was to love God and one another. Jesus said, love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength. This is the first commandment. The second is this: love your neighbor as yourself. Jesus voiced humility, charity, love towards others that would later shape the value system of Western civilization. You hear that? Western civilization. That's what they use over the past 4,000 years and destroy the African people. Seek and spiral. Seek and spiral book. Inspiral book tells you about this. This is what Inspiral book tells. The title of Inspiral book is this: World Perfect. The Jewish Impact on civilization. Civilization has nothing to do with sodomite people. They are never civilized because they don't have endocrine to make them civilized. Okay? And when they talk, he further classified themselves to be a tiny fragment of humanity and the impact they have on the civilized world, which is the African ethnicity. That's it. These white people are not civilized any day. How they go through these to be where they are, and black people cannot stop them. We will only stop them when we learn the truth here. I know that the AD and the Domini is not no legal power at all. We have got to stop these people, right? By totally destroying the AD and the Domini out of our territory. Okay? Let them carry it to Europe. Use it. Not here. In none of our territory. They're going to get blown out. Because it's serious business. I'm calling down the gods to, you know, have mercy on us. We are able to rise and do better than what we are doing here. So, goes on to say, Jesus preaching, and you can see, these sodomites are doing the preaching here, but Jesus not saying nothing, right? Jesus preaching eventually stirred controversy. Some people saw Jesus as a potential revolutionary who might lead a revolt against Rome. Jesus is opponents finally turned him over to Rome authority. You hear that? Now, this right here shows you that the prophecy that they're talking about, he should come and sit upon the David throne. Right here, they broke off from the prophecy because prophecy said this man should sit as a king and by so doing, and that people would make Jesus a king. That is in St. John 6:15. So, how did they turn off the story of what the prophet said and what is further said in the New Testament? And so that Jesus never had no appointment to become king. So, the story that people are following as Christianity, It is so incoherent, it's so uncivilized until you cannot digest nothing that it is saying. You see what I mean? Because isn't the words of the prophets God's anointed word to be fulfilled? Isn't fulfillment important? So if it's not fulfilled, we must keep go on saying it's fulfilled and building up the churches? And it is sodomite stuff. sodomite. Just think about what sodomite does. Watch them walking with their dogs. They revere dogs more than they are talking about a God in the Bible. Because then no, they don't present God as God that created anything. This is the most jackassish God that ever exists in anybody's tongue. You see, all these rambling nonsense that they're writing here, not Nagasa, and only distraction from civilization. When I tell you that these people are not in civilization in the history book, because right here, they don't present themselves as Indo-European in what they are saying here. They call themselves Romans. You see, pure lies, if you're reading with sense, you will see it's all lies that they're telling. And they don't belong to our hemisphere. You see, and they are showing you how they protrude, how they lie about Jesus and when Jesus was born. None of the dates right where they must talk about. Nothing don't happen right with what they said. These are sodomites, and we must chase them out of our territory. You see, these guys make federal law in America to marry two men who don't only have a penis and honor. Imagine how, you know, disgraceful and how nasty these white people are. You know, you're none of them have said, no, we can't do it. No. You know, you're none of them have said, so they're satisfied with their culture and they come on a plastic and a reconstruction it. Reconstructioning the black people into sodomy. Quietly. Don't follow Biden. Biden is a sodomite. You know, he's a father of sodomite culture, no matter what he's saying. All of them. We don't business with all kind of a thing that they're going on with in America. We don't business with them. Are white people, you know, are them uncivilized, I mean, evil inside of them. Why they're doing it? They don't business in our territory. I insist they must get out now. They must get out. Curses on them for what they do. They are sodomites. If they were gonna screw the two gods that are in Allah's house, and they don't want God's daughters, you think about that. Think about that. And then we are here and round them like gingy fly won't soar. So they come out to talk about Jesus. Preaching. Jesus is preaching. Eventually stirred controversy. And right, they turned him over to the authorities. The procurator, Pontius Pilate, ordered Jesus' crucifixion. After the death of Jesus, his followers proclaimed that he had risen from the dead and had appeared to them. They believed Jesus to be the Messiah, anointed one. How could he be? When the prophet said he was to sit as a king, the long expected deliverer who would save Israel from its woes. Did he do that? Oh, they write all these things and people don't see these things. Don't make no sense. And then it goes on to say, the spread of Christianity. These guys are writing their meal ticket. Imagine this to the cons. Look at what these sodomite white people write. And black people all over the world can't see it. Christianity began as a movement within Judaism. After the report that Jesus had overcome death, the Christian movement won followers in Jerusalem and throughout Judea and Galilee. Prominent apostles. Prominent apostles or leaders arose in early Christianity. One was Simon Peter. Mm-hmm. Jews. Jewish fisherman, mm-hmm, who had become a follower of Jesus during Jesus' lifetime. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Peter was recognized as the leader of the apostles, really? I know something different. Another major apostle was Paul. No. That's a bad move there to talk about St. Paul. I'm not going to say at all. As shown in scripture, Paul never exists. A highly educated Jewish Roman citizen. You hear that? No, I'm a whole Roman citizen too. I'm a Jew and I'm a Roman citizen. Who joined the movement later? Paul took the message of Jesus to Gentiles, mean to the white people, the invaders, non-Jews. So who were the non-Jews back then? White people, right? As well as to Jews, really. He founded Christian communities throughout Asia Minor and along the shores of the Aegean Sea. At the center of Paul's message was the belief that Jesus was the Savior, the Son of God, who had come to earth. Mm-hmm. Really? The prophet never said that? Come to the earth to save humanity. The prophet never said that. And when he do, to sit on David's throne, say him never did do that, you kill him, and never did. You see, that Jesus' death made up for the sins of all humans. You hear that? Them something here. A puke. A frost. By accepting Jesus Christ from Christo, the Greek term for Messiah, the Savior, people could be saved from sin and reconciled to God. The teachings of the early Christianity, were passed on orally. Written materials also appeared, however. Paul and other followers of Jesus had written letters or epistles. Outlining Christian beliefs for communities. They had helped fund around the Eastern Mediterranean. Also, some of Jesus' disciples or followers may have preserved some of the sayings of Jesus' writing and passed on personal memories, later, between AD 40 and 100, these accounts became the basis of the written gospels. The good news concerning Jesus. These writings give a record of Jesus' life and teachings. And they the teachings was this. All right. Later, between AD 40 and 100, these accounts became the basis of the written gospel. The good news concerning Jesus. These writings gave a record of Jesus' life and teachings, and they form the core of the New Testament, the second part of the Christian Bible. By 100 Christian churches had been established in most of the major cities of the Eastern Empire, and in some places in the western part of the empire. Most early Christians came from a Jewish and Greek empire, and in some places in the western part of the empire. Most early Christians came from Jews and the Greek speaking population of the East in the second and third centuries. However, increasing number of followers were Latin speaking people. This is about what it all amounts to today. And I hope that you have earned some greater depth of knowledge and reasoning, and help us to live a fuller and stronger life. So take good care, and we will make use of whatever further time we have another time.